Okay, welcome back to How to Increase Your Conversions in Your Marketing. In this video, we're going to be talking about increasing conversions some more, and we're going to continue to talk about, in particular, some of the other elements in copywriting. In the last video, we talked about headlines, how those headlines need to be attention-grabbing. We talked about making sure that you have a pre-headline, that the pre-headline ties the emotion of the visitor to the headline. How you have subheadlines in order to let a visitor or a reader catch their breath and to give them the opportunity to refocus on what you're saying in your copy. We talked about bullets and how bullets are little benefit-based headlines spread throughout the copy that give you and reinforce what the user or what the visitor is going to get when they make the purchase. We talked about images and how those images need to be showing the user or showing the buyer what it's going to be like when they get the product. What is the goal position? And you want to, as often as you can, show them what it's going to be like, what their life is going to be like when they get into the goal position. Now, in this video, we want to start by talking about a guarantee. And you're going to see that in a couple of places here when we go and take a look at some of the copy. Now, your guarantee basically gives your site visitor, it gives them comfort that if they've made a mistake, that they're not going to be out all of their money. Now, does this mean that you're going to have a bunch of people getting refunds? It doesn't have to be. And what you're doing is you are helping this buyer make a decision. Now, most people are not going to get a refund. They're not going to ask you for a refund. But you want to give them assurance that they are working with someone legitimate and that they have made a good choice in making this purchase. So you're helping them to feel good, to feel secure about their purchase. And you're going to be doing that throughout your copy. Okay, you're going to need to have a call to action. Now, in the call to action, you need to direct the buyer to what they need to do next. How do they take the next step? Does the site visitor or the buyer, do they need to opt in? Do they need to put their name and email address in a box to get your free report? Whatever it is, you need to be directive and you need to tell them what to do. You don't need to ask them what to do. You don't need to suggest that they do this. A call to action is a statement. And it's almost requiring them to do that. So in other words, if they want the result that they're going to get and you are certain about what you're offering, okay, you tell them what they need to do. You tell them to take the next action. You don't want to be unsure about the call to action. You want to be sure, because everyone who's going to be spending money, they're not necessarily certain as to whether or not they're making a good purchase or not. You're going to give them that assurance when you give them the call to action. There's also authority, and authority means, do I have the right and do I have the ability to give you what you're seeking? Authority sometimes comes in the form of, and there is some controversy about this in internet marketing, in the form of screenshots that show a marketer's account, their monetary account. And it's been said that those things can be faked and that they ought not be accepted. But if you are telling the truth, okay, you want to do everything you can to demonstrate your authority. Have you had experience, right, in a certain area? Have you been doing something for years that others have not been? Is there an area of your expertise that you deserve to speak to your authority in it? Whatever it is, you bring that authority to whatever you're selling. If it's relevant to selling the product, you add your authority and you make sure that the buyer knows that you have the right to tell them what it is that they need to buy, because you know, as being the person who is already experienced or someone who knows as the authority. You want to add authority to your products and services. That will help you to increase your conversions. Now, there's also proof that what they're about to buy will work, that it will help them to accomplish their goals. Okay, and proof is actually different. We're going to be talking about social proof in a minute, but this is independent proof, proof that the system works. It works for other people, or this kind of thing works, or proof that it's necessary that the buyer take action. Takeaways. Okay, this is your ability, or this is basically you spelling out to them some form of scarcity, right? So what you're doing here is you are telling them that they're not going to be able to get this product or this service forever at this price. You're saying to them, well, this offer is only going to be available for a certain period of time at a certain, you know, for the price that you're going to get. In other words, you need to act now because it won't be as good as it is forever. You don't have forever to make up your mind. And so you're telling them, look, this offer could change at any time. How you change the offer will be up to you. Do you have to change it according to price? Do you have to take it off the market? You need to give the buyer some time frame, because if they think they have forever, they'll take forever to make a decision. You need to let them know that their decision, they need to make that decision now for their own benefit. If they want the product and they think it's going to benefit them, you need to take it away in this sense, letting them know that, hey, you know what, this is not going to last forever. Lastly, you're going to be talking about social proof. Social proof are your testimonials. Others have had the experience, and they've experienced the product or service in a way that's been positive, and you should too. And that's what social proof does. Now, here's the way you take these elements and make them work to increase your conversions. Go through your copy and look to see if you have any or all of these elements. If you don't have them, is there a reason that you don't? These copywriting elements are fundamental. If you don't have them, you could be working against yourself in terms of selling a product, and these things are not in your copy. So if you don't have a good reason that they're not there, take a look at your copy to see why they're not there. Is there some reason? Is there some factor that your copy is converting very well without them, and that these things would actually make your copy convert worse? Right? Otherwise, you add these things and make sure they're part of your copy, you will increase your conversions. Now, let's take a look at some of the marketers and see how these things play out in their copy. Okay, now one of the things that we talked about was a guarantee. I'm going to show you what Mark Thompson does here. Notice that all of the words are there, and these are all necessary words for your guarantee. 100%, risk-free, no questions asked, guarantee. All those words are present. Classic copywriting and classic things that will, again, help you increase your conversions. If you're going to offer guarantee and you're going to do this in this way, all those words will help you to increase your conversion, because it's going to help the customer feel good about their purchase, right? Let's look at a call to action. Call to action is very well played or very well done here in Ewan Chia's product. Click here now for instant download. That's excellent. It's an excellent use of a headline. Very, very well played situation here by Ewan Chia. And you want to make sure, again, we talked about this, make sure that you're directing the buyer to do what you want them to do. If they want to get the result that your product is promising, they need to take this action, and you should feel good about what you're telling them to do. Okay? If there's some hesitancy, your buyer's going to pick up on that, and they won't buy, or they'll be hesitant, or they'll wait. If you're hesitant, they'll be hesitant. You should tell them exactly what they need to do, okay? And don't ask. Okay, we talked about authority. Boy, an authority is always important. You're gonna see that here with Ewan Chia. Why does Ewan Chia have the right to tell you about autopilot profits? Well, because here's the proof. Right? Now, you could say this is proof or what he calls it, but basically, this is authority. Right? This is authority. What gives him the right to teach you? Well, here are his results. And if you want anything like that, it doesn't say you're going to get these results. It doesn't say that these are things. He's telling you, I have the right to teach you. I have the right to tell you to buy my product. And you should have this level of authority in your products. What is it about your product in the creation of it or in the conception of it that gives the reader the assurance that it's really worthy to solve their problems? Is it your experience? Okay, whatever your proof, your authority is, again, state it in your copy. Okay, and we talked about proof, right? We talked about proof, and proof is also important as you're looking at making a decision about making a purchase. Okay, so when we're talking about proof now, takeaways and social proof, and these are all related, but now let's pay a little closer attention to these things. And I want to show you now Mark Thompson's sales page. And I talked about differentiating between proof and authority and social proof, and here is the difference. And I think this is an excellent way to use proof by Mark Thompson. In other words, here's why you should buy this, right? Here's why you should consider this. Number one, webinars, right? Webinar marketing works, right? And that's what he's telling people here, that you can earn a lot more money on webinars, right? That's one reason. That's proof that webinars, this product is the right thing to get at the right time. Another set of proof, that you'll need to pay up to $500 if you don't buy this product. Again, it's proof that it's a necessary product to buy. Okay? Now, authority, he's provided you other screenshots of earnings that he's done with webinars. Right? But the proof is that this industry, that webinars work, and that they if you don't do this, you're going to have to pay out a lot more in the future in order to use them. Okay, we might as well take a look here and stay here on Mark Thompson's sales letter to look at social proof. Right, and I'm going to scroll down here, and you'll notice he's got well-known marketers saying that they've used this product and that it accomplishes what a marketer wants, because this product is being sold to the marketers. Okay, and so these marketers are visible, they're well known, and so their testimonial matters, right? It matters to the actual buyer, okay? And so, and then lastly, I want to take a look at doing a takeaway here, and once again, I'm going to say that Ewan Chia does an excellent job of doing a takeaway, and I want to show that to you here. Okay, get in now before the price skyrockets. So remember, we're trying to tell the buyer, well, look, you don't have forever to make a decision. You've got to make this decision before something happens, right? So the takeaway is, we'll take this away at this price at this time, and if you come back, you might have to pay a lot more or it might not be here. That's what you're doing in your takeaways. And you'll see that with Ewan Chia's autopilot profits. Okay, and you'll see it done very well, even with Jason Flatley. Now, we won't, for the sake of time, we'll just stay here at Ewan Chia. If you look at autopilotprofits.com, you'll see those takeaways. So as you start to, again, look at your copy, see if these elements are present, and if they're not, consider using them unless there's a good reason not to. Okay, so with that, thanks, and I will see you in the next video.